From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 1st at 8:54, coming up on 8:55. And we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing a lot of red on the screen today. We had the stocks and acreage report yesterday morning at 11 a.m. showed some supportive numbers for corn, but the overall extended forecast showing plenty of rain in the 10-day weather model, and crop conditions increasing 3% yesterday afternoon in the case of corn has pressure in the corn market. July corn, which is in delivery now, down 3.25 at 417 and a quarter. September down 6.25, 403 even. December down 6, 419 and a half, with the March down 5.75, 435 and a quarter. Unchanged on the crop conditions as far as beans on the week. But the stocks report coming in about 35 million bushels above expectations yesterday on the beans, and that has some pressure along with this pretty benign extended forecast. July beans now down 10.5, 10.13¾. August down 9.75 at 10.20. September beans down 7.75 at 10.10½. November's down 8.25 at 10.18¾. Mixed in the products with August soy meal down 2.50 a ton, 273.30. August soy oil up 10, 52.75. Unexpected rally here this morning in the wheat market. No real news that I've seen so far. We started a little bit lower, but quickly we have September Chicago wheat futures up 11 cents on the day, 549 and a quarter. Likely some short covering. We do have the start of a new quarter, new month today, and the funds have large short positions across many classes of wheat. So we're seeing some short covering there. That December Chicago up 9.5 at 569 and a half. September Kansas City up 6.75 at 533 and a half. December up 7 at 552. December Minneapolis wheat up 5.25 at 644 and a quarter. In the livestock sector, kind of a mixed bag, mostly lower in the cattle complex. We do have the front month now that the June contract went off the board yesterday. August down 195 at 211.92. And then as you look at some of the deferreds, October's down 182 at 208.35. December live cattle down 172 at 208.92. February is down 162, 209.12. Saw some news yesterday after the close that the USDA allowing the Mexican border to reopen starting July 7th for imports of Mexican feeder cattle. That's a phased program that lasts all the way into September, but it does have pressure on the feeder cattle market. August feeder cattle down 345 at 307.22. The October's down 335 at 305.17. November's down 322 at 302.62. Most of those contracts are about $2 off of the lows scored right on the open. So at one point we had $5 to $6 losses in feeders, since paring those gains just a little bit. Mixed in the hogs after seeing the market sell off here over the last few days. August lean hogs down 12. 107.37. The October's up 32 at 92.72. The December lean hogs up 35 at 84.12. Outside markets are mixed as well. S&P down 10, 62.43. You've got the gold market up $51 an ounce at 33.86. And the crude oil market up 51 cents at 65.61, Kimberly.